Good morning, traders. I'm Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, March 4th. Jobs data, some big name companies left to report earnings, and Capitol Hill testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are all on the docket this week. On Friday, markets started March on a high note with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closing at record levels and NVIDIA closing with a $2 trillion market cap. The S&P 500 added 0.8% to close at 5,137 points. The NASDAQ climbed 1.14% to end the session at 16,274 points. The Dow added 90 points, or just about a quarter of a percent. Bill, let's get into a new week with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching S&Ps. The S&Ps are down 0.11%, a little over a tenth of a percent this morning. So we're seeing some weakness. You know, it's a big week ahead. I mean, markets are going to be digesting comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. And we also got that non-farm payrolls report, because Powell's going to be giving speeches Wednesday and Thursday in front of Congress and the Senate. These are semi-annual speeches. And, you know, I don't expect his rhetoric to be bullish, that's for sure. You know, this morning, Decker Outdoors, ticker DECK, and Super Micro Computers, SMCI, San Michael, Charlie India, they're going to be replacing Whirlpool, WHR, and Zion Bank Shares, ZION, and the S&P 500 on March 18th. I see Bank of America lifted its year-end price target for the S&P 500 to 5,400, but they are warning of a near-term pullback. You know, listen, the week ahead, we got plenty of good earnings reports, especially from the retail sector to keep an eye on. But that Powell testimony is going to be big for the markets. We got an ECB decision coming up. And of course, a non-farm payrolls report on Friday. So, you know, it's going to be a heavy week. But we're, you know, looking at the markets. You know, we're looking at the in Europe, the DAX is now, you know, it's not flat. It's green. It's up 3 points. It was earlier, it was higher by about 0.1%. Then it fell lower. Now it's trading higher by 3 points. The FTSE's down 46 points, or about 0.6%. The CAC is reverse direction, is now up 9 points, or about 0.1%. We're looking last night in Asia for the action. And, you know, we did see the Nikkei. The Nikkei, you know, continues to run. Tech stocks are positive. The Nikkei jumped 198 points, or about 0.5%. Hong Kong was kind of flat, up six points, or 0.04%. And the Shanghai market was up 12 points, or 0.41%. There's that National People's Congress meeting that starts March 5th. The premier is going to be giving a speech like within the next 24 hours. There's talk of additional support for the markets. We'll have to wait and see if that actually happens. We're keeping an eye on oil prices. Oil prices are trading flat to lower this morning. OPEC came out and said that they're going to be extending their production cuts for another 3 months in an effort to boost prices. But so far this morning, that doesn't seem that they're boosting prices, because I'm showing oil trading lower. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning's market update report, Emily.
And Bill, like you said, a heavy week for data and information. And each day right here on Newswire's Trade Talk, we're going to be breaking down the important information on each and every trading day, taking a look at earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Well, it's kind of a light morning for earnings, but C Limited did report. That ticker SE, Sam Edward, they beat by 8 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. You look at that stock this morning, it's up 12.54%. Wow, it was earlier, it was flat. So it's starting to gain some traction. This afternoon, we have GitLab, ticker GTLB, Grace Tom Larry Boy. EPS is 8 cents, expected move is 16.01%. And then tomorrow morning, we have Target, ticker TGT, Tom Grace Tom. EPS is $2.41. Expected move is 7.80% when they release tomorrow morning, Emily.
Starting off slow, but it's some big names there to watch. And also, speaking of starting off slow, not too much going on the economic front today, but as we mentioned, things will get, you know, more action-packed later in the week. So, Bill, what is going on in terms of economic events?
Yeah, there are no significant economic reports coming out today, but I do see that Richmond Fed Bank President Patrick Harker, he's going to be giving a speech. He's scheduled to talk today at 11 a.m. But other than that, the economic calendar is actually rather light this morning, Emily.
And Bill, you're also keeping track of the day's other market moving information. You follow things like merger news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. You're looking at your stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, and grabbing any information that you can use for the trading day ahead. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Just touching on the markets real quick. We're looking, markets mixed. The Dow stocks are mixed this morning. Your FANG stocks are also mixed. Google and Apple are and Tesla are trading off, whereas in Netflix, Meta, and Amazon are showing some gains. Banks are actually lower overall. Drug stocks are showing some gains. Semiconductors are just flying this morning. Retail stocks are, I will say that they are showing some positive activity. We'll see if they're able to hold that. The autos, mixed to lower, kind of concerns me. Airlines, I don't think we're going to have a good day today for the airlines. Looks like there's some weakness ahead in the airline stocks. Moving on to some of the news behind some of the stories, like Apple's ambitions. They say doomed that car project, and now they're playing an expensive game of AI catch up. So a little bit more on Apple in a bit. Google, they're removing a host of apps from their Play Store in India due to dispute over fees. Tesla, those lawyers that helped strike down Musk's pay package. Now these guys are se seeking $5.6 billion in compensation, and they want to be paid in stock. Full high. In terms of Dow Jones 30 stocks, we got to start off with Apple because this news hit the tape this morning. Apple was hit with a $1.95 billion fine by EU antitrust investigators. They're calling for app store abuses, specifically in the music streaming platform. Apple, of course, plans to appeal. Disney, ticker DIS. We're looking at Disney, and shares are trading higher this morning by over 1%. Media reports out there that the consumer is spending more money than ever on streaming services. That's positive for Disney. Boeing, ticker BA. They confirmed merger discussions with Spirit AeroSystems. Remember, Boeing used to own these guys. They spun them off in the 90s. So, now they're looking to take it over just because Spirit Airlines has some real quality issues going on. Salesforce, ticker CRM, Charlie Richard Mary. We are showing some weakness this morning, but those guys are having the Trailblazer DX conferences this week. It's on Wednesday and Thursday in San Francisco. So it's something to keep an eye on. Let's talk merger news. Macy's Investor Group raised their buyout bid for Macy's by nearly $1 billion. New buyout proposals at $24 a share. That was from 21. It's all cash, from what I see. Vista Outdoors, ticker VSTO, Victor Sam, Tom Oscar, Vista Outdoor rejected a $2.9 billion takeover offer from MNC Capital. That would be $35 a share, all cash. United Air Rentals, ticker URI, Uncle Richard India. They're going to be requiring Yak access for $1.1 billion, I see. In terms of shareholders meetings, American Airlines, ticker AAL, they're having an investors day today at 1 p.m. They're going to be talking to analysts. NerdWallet, ticker NRDS, Nancy Richard, David Sam. Stock's trading a little higher this morning. They're going to be giving an investors day presentation today. It starts at 5 p.m. Now, on Saturday, there's a news report out there saying that they did not file for bankruptcy. It was a fraudulent filing that appeared on the Electronic Public Access Service for the U.S. Federal Court Document System. So there's a lot of concern going on there with NerdWallet, ticker NRDS, going on this morning. In terms of buyback news, SOHU, Sam, Oscar, Henry, Uncle, this is Sohu.com. Their board authorized an increase to the share repurchasing program. Now 150 million, it was 80. In terms of catalyst events, Morgan Stanley's the name Cigna, ticker CI, Charlie India has its new top pick going into the investors day, ticker CI, one to watch. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us to start this week?
Going with Target, ticker TGT, Tom Grace. Tom, earnings are out tomorrow morning. EPS is $2.41. Expected move is 7.80%. Friday's call volume, 32,955 calls versus 14,532 puts. That's more than 2-1. Looking at the open interest on the call side, it was 164, 167 on the call side versus 141, 622 on the put side. Major brokers are positive on the stock. They are raising price targets. You know, for me to get into stock, I got to get in 155 area, 155 or under. I mean, the stock's trading up a dollar right now. I hope to see, you know, if the market opens up a little weak, you know, I'm thinking this could be pulling back. So I'm hoping to get in under 155 and, you know, with a rally in the end of the day. But that's my pick of the day. Target ticker TGT, Tom Grace, Tom, on an earnings play, Emily.
Target it is on that earnings play, looking for that entry point. And coming up, we're going to see how March started off, and we do a recap on Friday's pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, what do we see here? Ticker PIK, Paul India Kilo. This is Kid Pick. They announced a 1-for-5 reverse stock split effective March 7th, PIK. BLKB, Boy, Larry, Kilo, Boy, this is Black Bud. They're going to be repurchasing 7 to 10% of the company's common stock by year end. AT&T, ticker T is in Tom. They see 2024 capital investment, $21 billion to $22 billion range. Ticker IOVA, India, Oscar, Victor, Apple, Ivance Biotherapeutics, FDA lifted partial clinical hold on one of their drugs. Viking Therapeutics, ticker VKTX, Victor Kilo, Tom X-Ray, considered to be a potential takeover target. Novartis, ticker NVS, Nancy Victor, Sam, presented new data which continues to support clinical benefits of one of its drugs. BBIO, Boy Boy, Indy Oscar, Bridge Bio, and Bayer announced European licensing agreement for a drug. Pepsi, ticker PEP, they just unveiled a new redesigned logo. I had 120 landmarks worldwide yesterday. This is positive for the stock. I know it sounds nothing, but it is positive for the stock because that's a lot of advertising, you know, that they're going to be doing. With that type of advertising, you're going to see the stock price move up because, you know, people will be buying Pepsi. NSC, North Fork Southern, North Fork Southern train derailed on Saturday, spilling diesel fuel into the Lehigh River in eastern Pennsylvania. No reports of injuries, though. So. Qualcomm, EU regulators said Qualcomm, European second highest court said EU regulators should pay, you know, the legal fees of Qualcomm less than 10% of 12 million euros sought by the U.S. chipmaker after its appeal case on an antitrust fine. Toyota Motors, ticker TM, Japanese automaker, announced on Tuesday an $11 billion real investment for the next few years in Brazil and South Africa, in the South American country. STM, Sam Tom Michael, ST Microelectronics announced the status of its common share repurchasing program. Yeah, okay. AMD's getting some price target increases. Marvel got a price target raise. Their earnings are coming up this week. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into this Monday, let's do that check-in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Zscaler. Now, you made this pick following their earnings, and this was a volatility play, Bill. You were hoping there was going to be some weakness in the stock and take advantage of that on Friday. So how did your call work out?
That made money. You know, listen, the stock opened up at 227. Now, remember, their earnings came out Thursday night, and they were rather, it wasn't a bad report. But the stock was selling off and selling off hard. So that's why I felt that there was an opportunity. You know, the stock opened up at 227, then fell down to 215. Now, you know, I got in, you know, a little under 216, like the 216.80-ish area. And I was able to sell out at 219 even. You know, there's a 1%. But, again, you know, stock did close at 219.23. You look at it this morning, and Zscaler's trading. Saw it at trading 222 this morning. So, you know, there is some definitely room for that 1% gain in there. But the Zscaler was a winner for me on Friday, Emily.
Absolutely room for a win there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow to see how today's target pick of the day works out. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.